Hi, I'm Jason Wacob, founder and co-CEO of MindBodyGreen, and your host for the MindBodyGreen podcast, where I'll be bringing you deep and insightful dialogues with some of the greatest minds in wellness. If you like what you hear, please consider giving us a 5-star review and comment. And don't forget to visit us at MindBodyGreen.com for your daily dose of wellness, and make sure to check out all of our great offerings, including our online classes and trainings. Thanks, and enjoy the podcast. Hey everyone, we have really big news. Here at MindBodyGreen, we believe in the fundamentals of true science-based holistic well-being, moving, eating clean, breathing, connection, and purpose. We also know that sometimes all of those things aren't enough. And we believe that targeted supplements can transform your life because we've seen it personally in our own family. 2 years ago at age 43, I discovered that my homocysteine levels were sky high. High homocysteine is defined as higher than 15, and mine was 63. Levels that high are linked to blood clotting, which can lead to a catastrophic cardiovascular event. My father died of heart disease in his 40s, so I took this news very seriously. There's no surgery or medication to combat homocysteine, so my doctor prescribed supplements immediately. Within months of proper supplementation, my homocysteine dropped from 63 to 12. I experienced firsthand the true power of efficacious supplements. After this profound experience, I started to think about the things Colleen and I and everyone we know struggle with, and we began to wonder, could we create solutions-oriented supplements that could help change people's lives? For us, taking supplements isn't necessarily about filling gaps. They're about optimizing your current state, giving your body that extra something that it needs so that you can be present for your work and your family, so that you can feel your best and be your best. We couldn't find the formulas that checked all of our boxes, and yes, we have a lot of boxes to check here, so we created them in partnership with the leading manufacturer of science-backed supplements, Thorne. Thorne challenges industry standards by relentlessly pursuing innovative ingredients, purity, and a level of manufacturing expertise that is unparalleled. Together, we share the same values, always putting efficacy, quality, outcomes, and safety first. And our product collaboration has been 2 years in the making. So why is it taking 2 years to bring you these groundbreaking products? Well, Thorne is known for doing 4 rounds of testing on their products. Most companies only do 1 to 2 rounds. We also work lockstep with their entire scientific team, most notably their chief medical officer, Dr. Bob Rowntree. Bob's a pioneer in functional medicine, and we worked with him to bring you the most innovative and groundbreaking products. And we also tested each and every one of our 6 cutting-edge products on ourselves for months. And not only do Colleen and I feel great, it feels like we're getting closer to attaining that ever-elusive flow state. You know that feeling we're all seeking, of being in the zone, when you're fully immersed in a feeling of energized focus, full involvement, and enjoyment in the process. Now, I'm beyond excited that you can take your well-being journey 1 step further with MindBodyGreen supplements, a daily choice that we believe will truly redefine your expectations of what it means to be healthy. In this very special podcast, I'll be talking to Dr. Bob Rowntree. As I mentioned, he's a pioneer in the field of functional medicine, and we got to work with him on each and every formula. It was through deep and thoughtful conversations like the one we're about to dive into with Bob that our brand new supplements line was created. We're going to give you a glimpse into how we crafted the line, walking you through each key ingredient and the latest science so you can hear firsthand how we created targeted, efficacious, science-backed solutions for some of the very problems so many of us are facing and thinking about. So this week, we're tackling aging, specifically cellular aging, youthful skin from within, and wrinkles. We're going to talk a lot about NR, which is short for nicotinamide riboside. It's the key ingredient in our NR Plus product, and it's the most researched compound that's clinically proven to increase levels of NAD. NAD is a coenzyme found in all living cells that helps turn nutrients into energy, but its levels decline with age, and when we die, it's literally at zero, so pretty important. We'll also discuss astaxanthin, rhodiola, phytoceramides, and betaine, which round out our NR Plus formula to promote what we call cellular beauty. Yes, cellular beauty is now a thing. After taking NR Plus, I've personally experienced the type of sustained energy I had back in my 20s during those marathon meeting days, and I've also noticed less wrinkles around my eyes. Now, back to my guest, Dr. Bob Rowntree. He's trained some of the greatest functional medicine doctors of our time, and he's a board-certified practitioner of family medicine. He received his MD from UNC Chapel Hill. He's a longstanding member of the core faculty for the Institute for Functional Medicine, where he was also given the Linus Pauling Functional Medicine Award. He happens to be one of the smartest people I know, and it was an incredible experience to work with him on each and every formula, including this one. And to learn more about the formula we're about to talk about today, NR Plus, go to mindbodygreen.com/NR. That's mindbodygreen.com/NR. Bob, welcome to the podcast. So we're talking about aging, specifically aging well, feeling good, looking good. And I think this general idea, I think let's start with, you know, what happens to people, to our bodies when we start to age? And then when does aging really begin? Because some people say, oh, I'm not aging, you know, I'm young, I don't have to worry about aging yet. But the reality, like, let's talk about that.
It begins when you're born.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. I mean, there is this kind of thinking in the world of aging research that nature favors those of reproductive age. Right? That the whole point of our genes is to get us to the point of making progeny. Right? To keep us alive to the point where we've made babies. And then once we've made babies, to discard us. Right? So up until that point, our ability to heal from wounds is pretty dramatic. Our ability, and which is basically the ability to heal from eating crappy diets and not getting enough sleep, et cetera. You know, so nature's designed parents so that they can lose sleep. Right? Especially women have this ability to go without sleep, you know, for several years while they're having babies. But then, you know, once they get through childbearing age, then that's when things really start to unravel. And, you know, there's a lot of different theories about this. You know, I actually gave a whole, like, hour and 45-minute lecture on this at the Integrative Healthcare Symposium, where it kind of looked at all the things that go wrong with the body. And there used to be a theory that it was all oxidative stress. What I mean by that is that free radicals basically damage the body until it can't overcome the damage anymore. That was a guy named Denham Harmon came up with that. You know, the free radical theory of aging. But now we know that certain free radicals are good for you. Small amounts of free radicals are good, so they're not all bad. It's only excessive amounts like you would get from cigarette smoking or, you know, laying in the sun for too long or eating junk food every single day that can do it. So oxidative stress plays a big role, and that starts early on in life, right? You know, so it is something we need to be concerned about. Then there's chronic inflammation and toxicity, and all these things are playing a role, and they affect our physiology in really specific ways.
So when we think about aging, I think it's suffice to say it's inevitable.
However, yes, you can't get around it. You will die.
You will die.
I'm sorry.
But what people tend to think about aging, they think a couple of things. They think, one, okay, I want to live longer, but it's not just about longevity. It's about feeling good.
Yep.
So it's about feeling good as you age. And then I think whether we like it or not, people tend to measure that. You know, by looking in the mirror.
Yep.
So it's looking good.
Yeah,
so
looking
it's not
at their skin.
So exactly. So it's, I'm living longer, but I'm feeling good inside out. And then I'm looking good.
Yep.
And then obviously there are labs and tests and all those things you could do. But what does science say? Like, what can we do there to not only add years, but to feel good and to look good? Skin. Okay.
So first thing I want to say here is that these days, a person has a pretty good chance of living to be 100 years old.
Even though Dave Asprey has been on here and says he's going to live to 180, which I think is very, very ambitious. And I love Dave, but he's an interesting
guy. He's pushing it with 180. It's not unrealistic, though, to say he could live to be 117.
And by the time science will catch up and figure out
how to
make him there.
But I think, chances are good that people can live to be pretty old these days, but a lot of them will be on multiple medications, I think is the point that you're making.
Right.
Like, we know how to keep people alive in nursing homes, on multiple drugs or, you know, with tubes in their orifices, et cetera. So we want to keep people healthy longer. So that's, you know, that's a healthy span. Like, so we're talking about healthy aging versus longevity.
Right.
Two different things. Now, you know, there's that old joke where the person says, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Yes. Well, it's not even a joke. People say that all the time.
I love that saying. It's like, I would have done something so that I'm not so decrepit and I don't have the arthritis, et cetera. So your question is, what does the science show about slowing that process
down? Yeah, what can we do? So we all talked about, you know, vegetables, healthy diet, what else can we do?
Yeah, science is in a really exciting place. I mean, the first, you know, the big thing is not smoking, keeping your weight down, avoiding. If you avoid diabetes, if you keep your blood sugar under control, you know, that's a big part of it. So, you know, not eating too much junk food. In other words, the practical kind of things. Exercise.
Right.
Really, really critical. What's the best exercise? The one you can do.
I love that. That's one of my favorite lines.
The one that you can do. But high-intensity interval training really seems to be a standout. And you're going, wait a minute, we're saying somebody 80 years old can do HIIT? Well, they've done it.
To me, it's taking the stairs quickly.
It's taking the stairs quickly. You know, it's pushing. Every time there's a chance to push, you push just a little bit. Right, but there are studies. I read about a guy who was like 105 or no, I think it was 103 years old that took up endurance cycling. You know, and won all kinds of awards for doing it. So it's never too late to do that. But the earlier you are when you start doing the HIIT training, the better. Then we look at really specific kind of markers of age. So probably the number one marker of aging you want to track is called the hemoglobin A1C, which is measures your average blood sugar.
Yep.
If you keep your blood sugar down, that's huge. That's huge. A coming thing is to measure something called NAD, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. And you're like, really? NAD? You're telling me that NAD is the marker for that? This is not a new thing, right? They've been researching NAD for a long time because NAD, when it's deficient, causes a disease called pellagra, right? Niacin deficiency. If you don't eat niacin in your diet, then you develop diarrhea, dementia, and death. That's bad, right? This used to happen, you know, back in the early days when we didn't have fortified food, et cetera. So we knew that there was this condition that would greatly accelerate the risk of dying. What's relatively new is the realization that NAD levels decline with aging. And why is this important? Because NAD is involved in energy production in the mitochondria, right? What are mitochondria? Mitochondria are little remnants of bacteria inside of our cells that produce ATP, which is the currency of energy. So this kind of started with the notion that, well, maybe Denham Harmon didn't quite have it right about the free radical theory of aging, because later they changed it to talk about the mitochondrial theory of aging, that if our mitochondria decline, we don't make enough ATP, and that's why we age. But what's at the core of mitochondrial decline? It's a decline in NAD. So every decade in life, our overall NAD levels drop dramatically, okay? And what are the main causes of that, okay? When we just go through our daily life, we are hit with ionizing radiation, you know, from the sun and toxins, et cetera, things that damage our DNA. We have enzymes that repair the DNA called PARP enzymes. A little technical, but you'll see where we're going.
We have a smart audience.
So here's what I want you guys to understand. You damage your DNA just by living, right? You have enzymes that repair that. The enzymes require NAD. So the longer you go through life, the more you get that DNA damage, the more you're sucking up your NAD. That's a problem. Also, in order to manage your blood sugar and keep cells going, you use enzymes called sirtuins. People probably heard of sirtuins because they're activated by resveratrol, the chemical found in red wine. It turns out you need NAD to run sirtuins. So we have all these scenarios where we're sucking up our NAD every single day. And so the question is there anything you can do to raise NAD? Well, you can take a high dose of niacin, but that's going to make you itch and flush and, you know, has a lot of unpleasant side effects. Okay. In comes this compound called nicotinamide riboside, or NR, you know, which is it's one of the hottest things going right now for, you know, I shudder to use the word anti-aging, but health, let's say healthy aging,
sure.
Right? Because NR has been shown to raise NAD. And there just was a published study that came out about a month ago where they gave nicotinamide riboside to healthy but old codgers, right? Older guys, they gave it to them and it improved their exercise ability. Right? This is huge to say this. So the earlier studies showed that when a person takes NR, that it raises NAD levels inside of their white blood cells. So we know, we have proof that it does raise NAD levels. Now, Dr. David Sinclair has done studies in rats where he showed that you can basically reverse aging by raising NAD. And he's, you know, got a lot of different ways he can do that. You can inject NR precursors into rats. There's something called NANM, I think, that can do it, you know, but less research on that than there is on nicotinamide riboside. So he's been able to show that if you raise NAD, you basically either slow down aging or almost reverse it.
That's
which
huge.
This is a huge thing. So I think nicotinamide riboside is an incredibly promising compound.
And I feel like it's just, most people don't even know about it yet.
Most people
NAD.
Haven't heard about it. They've heard about niacin,
yeah,
right? But this is different than niacin. I mean, it's a first cousin to niacin, but it really does different things. It's metabolized differently, et cetera. So who do I give it to? You know, I give it to people with a lot of chronic illnesses. I give it to people with diabetes or fatty liver. I give it to people that want to improve athletic performance. You know, the
so you could like, be a normal 30-year-old.
A normal 30-year-old that you know just wants to feel more energetic and more vibrant.
Right.
That's what your question was. Like, you know, how do you get your mojo back? So if you're feeling a little run down, this is not a stimulant.
Right.
This is not taking caffeine. Right? This is improving your body, your mitochondria's ability to extract energy from food.
So it's a big deal in terms of, you know, I think people, I'll just recap because I think this is important. So aging can be slowed, potentially. That's what the science is showing, and reverse it, although in some regard, you will age. But it's about feeling good.
Yeah.
And then let's segue to the looking good part. So what are the other nutrients? What are the other things you like?
Well, I want to, you know, you're talking about looking good, and I do want to make a really important point, which is that for years it's been shown that niacinamide, which is a first cousin of nicotinamide riboside, can prevent skin cancer.
Wow.
Which is really profound. But you have to take huge doses of it, you know, to get the same effect that I think you can get from a much lower dose of NR. And the realization has been that the way the niacinamide is working to prevent skin cancer is raising NAD in the skin. In other words, when you take niacinamide or niacin or nicotinamide riboside, you are raising NAD levels in the skin, and that's making for healthier skin. So that's inside out, right? It's affecting all the mitochondria in your body, but it's also affecting the skin, and we know that's true.
So before we go back to the skin stuff, to me it's fascinating that in terms of the science, NR and NAD, like this is like some of the, it is so well researched.
Yeah.
And the science is so strong, yet I think most of our listeners, most people have never heard of it. Like why do you think, we're talking about all these other nutrients, supplements, like why doesn't the world know about this?
Yeah, well, the world's finding out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's finding out quickly. Generally, there's anywhere from 15 to 50 years from the time where you do research in the lab to the time that something actually gets out and becomes well-known and successful. I mean, I'm guessing the research on collagen was out for quite some time, but it was probably more esoteric. You know,
sure.
A few dermatologists knew about it.
Yep.
And then suddenly it hit really big, right? People knew about bone broth. They knew it was
sure.
good, but they didn't know why. right? Sure. And then suddenly it's big. So it's not unusual to have a 10-year, 15-year time lag.
That's why everyone listens to our podcast. They get the 10-year news today.
The 10-year news, the latest science.
So going back to, let's go back to skin, looking good, feeling good. What else do you like? Because it's a part of aging that I think people think about.
Well, there is a very colorful pigment called astaxanthin, which is a really potent antioxidant. Astaxanthin is what makes wild salmon pink, right?
Learn something new every
day here. Where they're swimming upstream, then, you know, they're eating algae, right? And the algae is coloring their skin, is coloring their flesh, right? So that's why the salmon gets that certain color. There's also a kind of a bird called a flamingo, right? And they eat crustaceans. Right, and the crustaceans have astaxanthin. That, you know, this basic, I mean, like lobster. When you eat lobster, in the lobster shell, you've got astaxanthin, and that's actually one of the sources of astaxanthin. It's an incredibly potent antioxidant. Some people say the most potent of all the antioxidants that are out there. You only need a few milligrams a day to really get a beneficial effect, and it works throughout the whole body. It's not just one part of the body where it's working. So astaxanthin's great, and there's actually good research on it for the skin. So it's not just useful for the inner body. It's good for the outer body as well. So astaxanthin is one thing. And another one that's really kind of an up-and-coming hot nutrient is ceramides. Mm. Now, I have known about ceramides as a topical application for years because this is promoted pretty heavily to doctors for people with eczema,
right?
You know, people that have super dry skin. So what's going on there? Well, the epidermis, the outer layer of the skin, which is the barrier of the skin, is partially made of these fatty substances, also called sphingolipids. Yeah, where do they come up with these terms?
Every time I talk with you, I learn something new.
Something new. So you got these special lipids that are in the outer layer of the skin, and it's what provides that barrier and keeps moisture in, right? So ceramides have been known to be useful topically for a long time, but we get ceramides in our food. They're getting cereal grains. So cereal grains like wheat have ceramides in them. What's fairly new is the research showing that when you take these things by mouth, and you don't need that many milligrams of them, that your body actually incorporates them into skin. And I think that this started with animal studies where they took radioactive versions of this and gave it to the animals, and it ended up going right into their skin. Hmm. So these are ceramides, also called ceramicides or phytoceramides,
right.
Have got pretty decent research on them, to my surprise.
Right.
Again, because I have used them topically. There's even a prescription form of this that I prescribe for my patients with eczema. Quite expensive, but really worthwhile. But we can take them by mouth and get the same effect.
So I think we covered the feeling, the looking good, feeling good part. I go back to longevity, and I think something that also plays into this is stress and managing stress. And what else do you? And I think there's some interesting. I go back to, like, there's the old school and new school, and I think of old school, and I think of adaptogens.
Yes, adaptogens. So adaptogens are herbs that you basically find in every indigenous medical system on the planet, really. So, you know, all native peoples have them, but the vast preponderance of adaptogens are found in Siberia.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Think about Siberian ginseng.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, Eleutherococcus. You know, these are people that live in winters that are, you know, not uncommonly 20 below zero for months on end, you know, and often living in remote villages, you know, where you don't have good heat, et cetera. So, you know, there's been a lot of interest in those cultures to find herbs that can, you know, help people endure the winters. And one of those herbs is called rhodiola, sometimes called Arctic root. So this is, you know, an herb that was researched extensively in the Soviet Union, showing that it helped people deal with stress. It's a fabulous herb. I've been prescribing it for years in my practice, really, you know, for people that come in and say, I'm under an incredible amount of stress, you know, what can I take? And this is not a tranquilizer, right? It's not a tranquilizer and it's not a stimulant. It's an adaptogen. And what an adaptogen means is that basically strengthens your body's system so that it can deal with whatever stress is being put on it.
Right. So
terrific herb.
So we think about aging, you know, we're thinking about aging healthy. When should we start thinking about this? If we're going to take supplements, herbs, and so forth, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to think of yourself, quote unquote, as old.
Right.
There's no downside. In fact, there's probably upside with thinking about this earlier rather than later.
Yep. Well, to be honest, I've taken supplements since I was 19.
Wow.
Because I kind of got, you know, I got into that mentality early on, like, okay, anything that I can do right now, you know, and started with just basic stuff like probiotics,
sure.
You know, going, okay, keep my gut healthy, antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, and it's just evolved over time. I've never seen any reason to take less.
Yeah, it's funny. I started taking supplements in my, I'd say, early 40s. And it's one of the things, I don't have regrets, but I'm like, oh, man, I wish I would have started earlier on some of this stuff.
Yeah, I wish it started when you were 20 or something, yeah.
Amen to that. Well, Dr. Bob Rountree, thanks so much.
Great pleasure.
To learn more about NR Plus, go to mindbodygreen.com/NR. That's mindbodygreen.com/NR.